This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, including Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House is expressing sorrow over the six hostage deaths in Gaza, including that of 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, whose parents spoke at the Democratic National Convention last month.
Hirsch, if you can hear us, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
The 23-year-old was seized by militants at a music festival during the October 7th massacre by Hamas. His arm blown off, throwing back a grenade militants had tossed. Now a family spokesman says,
I thank you all for your love and support and ask for privacy.
Officials say Goldberg-Polin and two others were to have been released in the latest ceasefire deal that stalled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Three Israeli police officers were killed on Sunday when their vehicle came under fire near the city of Hebron in the occupied West Bank, Israeli officials said. A large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip has begun. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The UN is due to start vaccinating some 640,000 children on Sunday. It will rely on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in specific areas of the war-torn territory. Gaza's Deputy Health Minister Yusuf Abu Al-Rish said teams would try to get to as many areas as possible, but added the daily pauses may not be enough to guarantee enough children are reached. We call for a real ceasefire so that this campaign can really succeed, he said. The vaccination push comes after confirmation that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first case in the territory in 25 years.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. This is VOA News. Several Russian missiles struck Kharkiv, injuring more than 40 people on Sunday, including five children, officials said. The number of casualties could go up. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky renewed calls on allies to allow Kyiv to fire Western-supplied missiles deeper into enemy territory and reduce the threat of attack after the Kharkiv strikes. The fighting comes at a crucial juncture in the two-and-a-half-year conflict, with Russia pressing on offensive in eastern Ukraine while trying to expel Ukrainian forces that broke through its western border in a surprise incursion on August 6th. Police say a man will face charges after storming into the press area at a Trump rally. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
As Trump watched the arrest happen, he said,
is there anywhere that's more fun to be than a Trump rally?
The man who stormed into the press area was eventually subdued with a taser. The incident came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage and after he had dismissed CNN as fawning for its recent interview with Democrat Kamala Harris. The man's motives aren't immediately clear. Johnstown police say he'll be formally charged next week with misdemeanor offenses. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Several residential areas of Vijayawada were submerged under floodwater on Sunday after heavy rains lashed southern India. Indian Meteorological Department scientist Srinivas.
Under the influence of this depression, all these areas, our coastal Andhra Pradesh is very likely to get widespread rains all coastal districts next coming 24 hours.
Drone footage showed inundated roads and swaths of residential areas severely waterlogged as locals face difficulty in their commute. Paralympics organizers say triathlon competitions in Paris scheduled for Sunday have been postponed because of concerns about water quality in the Seine River after heavy rainfall. The 11 para-triathlon events are now scheduled for Monday if upcoming water testing allows. Tropical storm Shanshan has brought torrential rain to Japan's Shizuoka area southwest of Tokyo, as weather officials warned it would linger for several more days. Shanshan had packed maximum winds of 40 miles per hour when it made landfall on Thursday, leaving six dead and landslides, flooded rivers, torn branches, and scattered debris in its path. One person was missing and 127 people were injured. For expanded coverage of world news and events, visit voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.